This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Carlos Solis. Date of birth is October the 23rd, 1984. Case ID 2397823. Date of exam 1/4/2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire from 2021. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. In 2021, he received 2 COVID vaccines. Identifying information. This is a 37-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of psoriatic arthritis with plaques, vertigo, allergies, and throat problems with chronic cough. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2018, where he worked as a knotter for a Demin manufacturer for 2 years and also worked in a gym for 2 years in 2010. During that time, he only worked part-time, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his stepfather in a house, and he is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, psoriatic arthritis with plaques. Number 2, vertical. Number 3, allergies. Number 4, throat problems with chronic cough. History of allegations. Number 1, psoriatic arthritis with plaques. The claimant states that in 2006, he started having symptoms of multiple joint pain, along with psoriatic plaques located all over his body. He was initially diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and they finally made a final diagnosis of psoriatic arthritis. The claimant states that both knees and ankles hurt, as well as his back, and he's unable to move around. X-rays and multiple labs were performed to confirm the diagnosis. And he states that he does have a small fracture of the right small finger, which has healed. The claimant states he also had a right knee tumor in 2016, which was removed and which was coming from his psoriatic arthritis. However, the claimant states that the tumor reoccurred and is now in the medial knee area. He's had 2 steroid injections, which he states has not helped. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 50 feet with 2 crutches, stand for 2 minutes, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is unable to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes or lift anything above his head. The claimant also states that he's unable to comb his hair or brush his teeth at this time. He does ambulate when needed with 2 crutches that he has to use all the time. At the present time, he was on ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, which was not working for his pain, and he's no longer taking that medication. He does no physical activity at all at this time, and his physician is Dr. Antonio Wong. Allegation number two, vertical. The claimant states that in 2017, he started to have paraparesis of the lower extremities and felt very dizzy. He presented to the hospital and was hospitalized for one day and was diagnosed with vertigo. His condition is stable at this time, and he states he has not had an episode of vertigo for some time now. Allegations number three and four, allergies, throat problems, and chronic cough. The claimant states that in 2017, he started to have chronic coughing, allergies, and throat problems. He states he's allergic to pollen and pork. The claimant states when he starts to walk approximately 50 feet, he starts to cough vigorously. The claimant is unable to climb stairs and has difficulty talking, resting, and sometimes with seasonal changes. When he will feel some kind of shortness of breath. He denies ever smoking. The claimant states that he has difficulty swallowing foods, especially any kind of meat, and states that he has pain when he swallows. The last time he was in the emergency room was in 2017, mainly for vertigo. The claimant was hospitalized one time and has not been intubated. He denies having any inhalers, steroids, or oxygen at this time. The claimant also states that he was diagnosed with adenophagia and dysphagia, but has not been evaluated for that condition. However, his physicians state that it's most likely coming from his psoriatic arthritis. He also states that when he received the COVID-19 vaccines, his pain increased. Family history, he does not know his father. His mother is in good health. He has grandparents that are ill. His grandfather has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, chronic renal failure. His mother has diabetes mellitus, heart surgery, and hypertension. Medications. The claimant is presently not taking any medications at this time. He was taking Humira injection, BID, one injection, two times per week. Medical problems. Psoriatic arthritis / rheumatoid arthritis, dysphagia, odenophagia, chronic cough, throat problems, allergies, vertigo, multiple muscle wasting and weakness, major surgeries, history of surgical removal of right knee tumor in 2016, which has reoccurred on the medial side of the knee. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 144 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 137/95 mmHg, heart rate 104 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 28, This is a 37-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant does have some mild clubbing noted, which may be arthritic changes. He also has mild edema, especially of the left lower leg. Could you drop down to skin? There are multiple lesions appreciated over all the body, which consist of multiple psoriatic plaques. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had fairly clear thought processes, but he states that his memory is poor. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and unsymmetric. He had great difficulty in walking even a few steps. He did come with two assistive devices, which were crutches that he used to support himself. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the lumbar sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had multiple muscle spasms and tenderness. Joint swelling was noted, along with mild diffusion and deformity of his joints, knees, and other joints in the lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. And the claimant was only able to flex his shoulder up to 120 degrees and flex his elbow at 20 degrees. The claimant was unable to perform a straight leg raise in the supine position. However, in the sitting position, he was unable to perform it at all, either secondary to weakness. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant was unable to rise from a sitting position without assistance, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels or toes and had much difficulty walking at all, even with his crutches. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires two crutches at all time to ambulate with. Neurological exam, grip strength is +1/5. The claimant was unable to perform a complete fist. He was unable to oppose his fingers, and he was unable to pinch bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +3/5, were +3/4. Sensory examination was abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 1 over 5 for the upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexter finger control is abnormal bilaterally, and the claimant is unable to make a fist or use his hands at this time. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is severely restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength at plus 1 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows severe muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have severe restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to severe psoriatic arthritis, which is not being treated at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, psoriatic arthritis with plaques, confirmed with physical examination. Number 2, vertigo, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records, appears to be stable at this time. Number 3, allergies, not being treated at this time, appears to be stable. Number 4, throat problems and chronic cough, secondary to dysphagia and odynophagia, which may be coming from his psoriatic arthritis. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Carlos Solis.